USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested over 250 illegal aliens at a business in Allen, Texas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
ICE officials tell us all of those taken into custody were working at CVE Technology, refurbishing electronics, and were here in the U.S. illegally. I spoke to ICE agent Carl Rusnak.
Many of them, if not most of them, will have the opportunity to appear before a federal immigration judge, who will decide whether or not they can proceed with their immigration case or whether they should be removed.
I'm John Clemens.
Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri governors are asking the Army Corps of Engineers to find better solutions for the flooding of the Missouri River. The governors held a press conference asking for short-term fixes to the breached levees, but also wanted some innovative long-term solutions. The flooding has caused over $3 million in damage in the states combined. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg sat down with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos to discuss a wide range of topics. Now, one of the things they discussed was screen time and how much is too much screen time when it comes to children. Zuckerberg was asked how he handles screen time and if he believes his children are on their screens too much.
I think it depends on what they're using them for. There's a lot of research that shows that when people are using the internet and social networks to really interact and connect with other people, then that's a positive thing. When I'm traveling, I can see my kids, and that's great, right? I think that that's really important. But one of the things that I'm very mindful of is to make sure that the services that we're building help to create meaningful interactions between people, and not just a place where people can zone out and consume content for a long time.
Zuckerberg was also asked about Facebook and free speech.
You can say that kind of any regulation around what someone says online is protected, but I think that's clearly not right today. The current laws around what is political advertising don't consider discussion issues to be political. You know, it's not clear to me that we want a private company to be making that kind of a fundamental decision about, you know, what is political speech and how should that be regulated.
Please remember, you can find us always online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.